as a movement internationally, we're really putting our movements together. We were so touched when we issued a Caribbean Women's Statement, outrage at the atrocities going on in Haiti, the occupation of the coup. We got a message signed by 6 Palestinians who said, we know what occupation is about. I'm very, very moved to introduce our next speaker to you, Hassan Abousseine of the Free Palestine Alliance. Give it up for him.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you doing today? I can't hear you. Can we send our message to President Bush right now and yell, out of the Middle East! Out of the Middle East! Out of the Middle East! Today is a normal day for us. But for Palestinians, it marks a 37 years of military occupation. Over 5 decades of displacement and repression. Over a decade of United States involvement in the peace process. And yet, they left Palestinians with more visibly victimized on daily basis. More killings, more stripping of human rights, confiscating of land, and negligence of basic human rights and consideration. In 1917, to be exact, on November 2nd, the Empire of Britain promised to establish a state for Jews only on the land of Palestine. In 1948, they get fed up of the resistance. They get fed up of the Jews who came from Europe. And they sent to the United Nations to solve the problem. And that was in 1948 when Palestine was partitioned. And now in Iraq, we witness the same scenario. By the empire of the United States with the puppet of a previous empire of Britain. They are occupying Iraq. They can't control the resistance of Iraq, which is a normal thing. That when you have oppression, when you have occupation, you face resistance. It's a basic for human nature. It's the right thing to do. So what the United States is doing right now, it's going back to the United Nations to go to solve the problem of Iraq. They don't want to be responsible in the court of a human being, in the court of humans, in the court of people. They don't want to be responsible of the war crimes they committed in Iraq and elsewhere, Afghanistan. Do you want to be a partner of a crime? I can't hear you. Do you want to be a partner of a crime? So we need to send a message to President Bush and those people in the White House, and I call it the madhouse, to send them, not in our name, you do the killing, occupy people, and what they do, we tell them that no one, the lives of Americans don't worth more than Iraqis or Arabs. And I will finish by this. America doesn't look like you. America doesn't look like me. America looks like all of us. As we are part of this earth, the population, the world, we have to act like this. When we intervention, it should be a positive intervention, in other words, for humans, not a negative intervention in other countries. Thank you very much.